White House calls out a governor. Elise Brady, Fox News. They're accusing Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of trying to create chaos by flying migrants from Texas to other states, including a flight to the president's home state, Delaware.
What we would like to see is Republicans decide to come to the table and help us deal with a really systemic problem that we have seen for decades when it comes to our immigration system.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the flights and busing of migrants by Republican governors is a political stunt. The Texas and Florida governors deny mistreating or misleading the migrants. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blames the president's policies.
There's nothing compassionate or humane about the border crisis that Democrats' mixed signals and failed policies have unleashed.
Republicans also accuse the administration of secretly transporting migrants from the southern border to other parts of the country. A pipeline provision could trigger a government shutdown 10 days from now.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin is seeking bipartisan buy-in for energy permitting reform expected to be included in a must-pass short-term spending bill next week.
We throw caution to the wind? No. Do we make you go through the environmental process? Yes. We just accelerate the time, the same as they do in other developed nations. That's all we're doing.
Manchin's plan is facing opposition from across the aisle. Republicans have criticized the West Virginia Democrat for agreeing to a larger spending bill, and they prefer a GOP alternative. Dozens of progressive Democrats also dislike the plan, arguing it's a win for the fossil fuel industry.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The court fight over materials taken from the former president's home in Florida set to continue at this hour with a preliminary conference before the special master recently appointed for a third-party review of the documents. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. sending a message to Russia about votes just announced for later this week in Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine.
If this does transpire, the United States will never recognize Russia's claims to any purportedly annexed parts of Ukraine. And we will never recognize this territory as anything other than a part of Ukraine.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan briefing reporters ahead of President Biden's UN speech tomorrow says Russia is making desperate moves after Ukraine's recent gains in the counteroffensive. Sullivan also says the U.S. policy on Taiwan has not changed after President Biden said the U.S. would stand with Taiwan if China attacked the island. Multiple agencies are investigating an apparent explosion at a Chicago apartment building, injuring several people.
We had to get our technical experts in here to shore up with struts to make sure we didn't leave any victims underneath any other debris.
Deputy Chicago Fire Commissioner Mark Furman, the building's most recent inspection was more than 2 years ago, flagging several issues, including vents for clothes dryers, missing flaps, and debris in the courtyard. Suspects who've been indicted on felony charges can't be banned from buying a gun under a federal judge's ruling.
A federal law banning those under felony indictments from buying guns is unconstitutional. That from U.S. District Judge David Counts in West Texas, who dismissed a federal indictment against Jose Gomez Quiroz that had charged him under the federal ban. Quiroz was under a state burglary indictment when he tried to buy a handgun and challenged the ensuing federal charge. The judge ruling the Second Amendment is not a second-class right, as noted in a 2008 Supreme Court ruling. The U.S. Attorney's Office has not commented on the decision. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A deepening sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow's now down more than 500 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.